This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I finished last hour talking about the old dreaded Wu flu and the variants and whatever. And I want to segue this hour into talking about Florida. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you only get a partial of the show, you can always go to our website, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, click listen, and you can get any show at any time, old shows, etc. And I run from none of them. All of our shows are up. They're numbered. So you can know what you've listened to. And I have a buddy who, my number one fan, he is Andy, who has gone back and listened to a lot of the shows. I know he hasn't listened to all of them because he's a surgeon. So he can't hear all of them. He's got to actually take some time and do some work. But he's very, you know, formulaic about how he goes about it. And he'll tell me, Kevin, in show 40-239, I don't know the numbers, but he'll give me, you know, you said this or you did this. And I have another friend, Bonnie, she'll say, Kevin, you said on this date, you know, whatever, she thought my birthday was in November because of the timing of a best of show. So you're out there, you're listening, and I love it. Andy just sent me a note. He came in, his wife just got back from Hawaii, which, by the way, one of the states that voted 51% that they like Joe Biden. That's all you need to know about Hawaii and how far gone that state is. But anyway, they just got back from Hawaii, so he sends me a note on something else. And of course, I got my best bud, Lori, and his beautiful wife, Dale, my best bud, Dale, and his beautiful wife, Lori, who are always contacting me. Albert, who I know is out there working on a tractor somewhere. Let me just say, I love knowing you folks. In fact, I almost got a chance to visit with Albert while I was in California, but I didn't give him enough notice, and I didn't have any time anyway. So, but I at least let him know I was there. So I do. I want to hang out with you. I want to do things, and especially things that promote what we're doing. And, you know, because that's the way we get the word out. And I'm so proud. I mean, I'll tell you right now, you know, I have meetings with my team, and we're trying to get a lot of projects off the ground. We don't have enough money to launch the projects, but I still wake up every day energized. And I even get more energized when I get to hang out with people like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, because leftists are continuing pushing for lockdowns and mandates as they get more bad news on this scamdemic. And part of the bad news is the latest variant, the Xi variant, the China variant, the one that's named after the prime minister of China that they want to call Omicron, which, by the way, is an acronym for moronic. That particular one is mild. And Fauci, well, now we've got the Omicron and we've got to really measure it. And the National Institute of Health guy that runs it is like, well, we've got to take a few weeks to understand it better. You don't have to take any time to understand it better. Let me help you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com understand it better. It's mild. Its symptoms are you're breathing and you might get a stuffy nose or a cough or something like that. You know who's struggling right now with Wu flu? Anybody who got that stupid shot. I'm not saying you, if you got it, but I'm saying in general, when you look at the hospitals that are filled with people, etc., and the overflow and all the dead bodies that are out there, because, you know, they want to scare the crap out of you, it's people who got the shot. People like myself. Ask me this, Kevin. Are you afraid of the Mu or the Lambda or the Delta or the Beta or the Alpha version of this virus? And the answer is no. I'm more afraid of getting shot when I go visit my kinfolk in a big city than I am of getting this stupid disease. I'm more afraid of a plane crash, and that's pretty low on my list. Anyway, Florida reported the lowest number of Wu flu cases per capita in the U.S., and what a punk slap to Fauci the fraud. Because he and the other lying scam artists criticized Governor DeSantis for his handling of the virus while they were giving awards to kill a governor, the love gov, former love gov of New York. Ironically, folks, states that followed Fauci the fraud's advice and implemented Nazi-like lockdowns have some of the highest cases of Wu flu per capita. And they give you the numbers. Florida had an average. Think about the size of Florida. Third most populous state. Average of 1,393 Wu flu cases per day. Just 6 per 100,000. That number represents a 2% decrease over the last 2 weeks. 2% decrease. Talk about rubbing Biden's and Fauci's faces in DeSantis' crotchula region. I can see DeSantis as a Chippendale grinding these guys. Oh, man. So here's Town Hall. They reported this. A year ago, Chris King, the 2018 Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor, accused DeSantis of going on a killing spree for extending an executive order banning local governments from enforcing mask mandates. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki in August of this year alleged that the governor was fundraising off of his mask mandate. In September, a Vanity Fair headline called DeSantis an angel of death. This, folks, in the wake of what Cuomo did. Democrats would love to burn DeSantis at the stake as a heretic, as a witch, because not only is he vocal about his disdain for Biden's illegal actions, but his state, a big state, serves as an example. And as I said, where did Don Lemon and his boy toy go to vacation? Not New York. They came to Florida. You think they picked Florida haphazardly? Why didn't they go to California? As Florida is reporting the lowest numbers of cases in the nation per capita, other states with lockdown restriction exhibit spikes. This is what I'm reading this. Michigan, for example. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who, by the way, is now trying to play nice with the Republicans because she knows she's in big trouble. Michigan implemented some of the most restrictive lockdown policies in the nation in the early days of this scam. And now Whitmer State leads the country in daily Wu flu cases per capita. New York, barely faring better, 6,752 cases versus Florida's 1,393. This is a scam, and the science speaks loudly and clearly. Masks and lockdowns don't work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rocking a hard place. That's where the Democrats, the leftists, the scumbags find themselves. I call them scumbags because that's being nice. People listen to the program, Kevin, we're not going to win them over. Win what over? When did you want to win over a scumbag? You want your daughter to date a scumbag? You want your son to marry a scumbag? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I call them what they are. Don't get mad at me. It would be like, the dude's a thief. He steals something. I go, that thief. Kevin, I can't believe you called him a thief. Well, he stole. What do you want me to call him? If you're a scumbag, I'm going to call you a scumbag. If I'm being a scumbag, I know what it is. I've been a scumbag. Most of us that have lived life, somebody has thought of you as doing something. You're like, oh, look at you. But we redeemed ourselves because we believe in something bigger than ourselves. And we know that if you feel like I do, and I'm not saying that you do necessarily, God shows his grace to you because if you don't deserve it, you do something wrong. It may be something small, like you yelled at your kid or something and you feel bad. God shows you grace. It doesn't mean continue to do it. You know, let me just use that as an example. Have you ever yelled at your kid and you're like, oh, God, I just feel horrible? The fact that you feel horrible means you're a good parent. And God is saying to you, look, you caught yourself. You were smart enough to recognize it. You know why you recognize it? Because my spirit exists within you. That's the only, because there are people that yell at their kids and they don't give a crap. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So when I talk about leftist scumbags, I'm not being mean. I'm just being truthful. Right now, we're in the midst of the worst inflation. It's being, the lid's being kept on it, but it's there. It's worse than Jimmy Carter in the 70s. You don't see the lines, but they're there, and they're coming. And, but here's what the Biden team said. Number one, they said inflation isn't happening. And then they realized it, and they went, wait a minute. It's just transitory. It's not here forever. And then when that didn't sell, they went, you know what? It's not Biden's fault. And when that didn't sell, they finally said, you know what? Inflation is a good thing. That's what they said. Those are the four ways that they looked at inflation. Denial. And then, oh, it's only temporary. And then, you know, genuflect. It's not his fault. And then finally, feel good. It's a good thing. Means that, you know, that your money is going farther. I mean, I don't know what other lies they want to sell about it. Then you wonder why I tell you the leftists are the world's worst citizens. And American leftists are the worst of all of them. Because they know freedom and they still want to give it up. They know bad leadership and they still want more of it. Easily predictable, folks, what was going to happen when they shoehorned Captain Demento in. Leftists destroyed Trump's economy. Then they created this unsafe, helter-skelter world and assigned madmen as their leaders. Anywhere there is a leftist in charge, I swear to you, you do not want to live. It is in chaos. All they do is they spend their days covering it up. Watch these shows where the mayor is in cahoots with the police chief, is in cahoots with whomever, the governor. And watch what they do. All they do is they, instead of being proactive and fixing things, they're covering their butts. All the things that they did to get to power, they got to cover it up. And everybody knows, oh, you know this about me, I know this about you. And they broker their nonsense. Folks, I predicted on this very show that we would experience the worst retail season since Trump was elected. And the big cheats chickens have come home to roost. And here's what CNBC said. Traffic at retail stores on Black Friday dropped 28.3% compared with 2019 levels. And you know why they compared to 2019? Because 2020 was such a bad year. As Americans shifted more of their spending online, kicked off their shopping earlier in the year, according to preliminary data from Sensormatic Solutions. Traffic on the internet was up 47.5%. Now, I want you to understand that they hit the minimum in retail, and the traffic was up on the internet almost 50%, but down in retail. And Joe Biden couldn't hit the forecast. He barely got to the low number, 5.1 billion. They were expecting a minimum of 5.4 billion. I mean, they wanted 5.4 billion, and they anticipated they would get 5.9 billion of online sales, and they didn't do it. And what they said is, oh, well, it's because of the pandemic. Retail had shorter hours, etc. No, it wasn't. It was because people were afraid of getting trampled in smash and grabs and looting, and they don't want to get robbed, and they want to just shop from the comfort of their home. But even with that, they still couldn't get the numbers. Why America bought early was because of the supply chain issues caused by Team Demento. That's one of the reasons why they bought early. They said, you know, and for the record, the Democrats wanted that. They were like, buy early, you know, because they knew what was coming in the retail season. They were like, get it early because it might not be here in time for Christmas, because they wanted those numbers to be bolstered. Well, why shop when you can loot? That's the next thing. That's the big problem for the left. Several localities across the U.S., smash and grab robberies on Black Friday. And then there were similar, quote, copycat crimes. In California, cities of Lakewood, Los Angeles, and Monterey all experienced smash-and-grab robberies on the busy post-Thanksgiving shopping day known as Black Friday. Trust me, somebody's going to make it racist because Black Friday is going to become the day when retailers lose the most money of any other day. L.A. County Sheriff's Department reported that 8 people entered a Home Depot in Lakewood, which is a part of L.A., went directly to the tool aisle. Roughly $400 worth of sledgehammers, hammers, and crowbars were immediately taken from the store. They said they got inside of a damaged red Mercedes-Benz and took off, and I'll bet you money that car was stolen. So I guess they couldn't see it coming, right? Because the two Nordstrom stores that got hit, the Louis Vuitton store that got hit in L.A. Yeah. In one incident, a worker was supposedly sprayed with a chemical agent, while at another location, multiple employees were said to be pushed to the ground as the robbers fled. Well, I hope those employees were wearing their mask. So these smash and grab extravaganzas, folks, were in Monterey, California, where $30,000 of sunglasses were taken from a sunglass hut. 2 women and 2 men in their early 20s, in and out of the store in 2 minutes, according to the store manager. Smash and grab Bidenflation of Paloozas, not just in California, folks. In Chicago, 4 smash and grab robberies took place early Thursday morning and Friday morning at a Canada Goose retail location, a Foot Locker, a North Face store, and a cell phone store. It's all over.
Jackson Radio Show.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
Inflation hit a 30-year record in October, with consumer prices rising over 6%. Reports say at least one person has been shot and six are injured at a Michigan high school. Police are on the scene at Oxford High School in Oxford, Michigan, which is about 30 minutes north of Detroit. You're listening to USA Radio News. A South African doctor is speaking out regarding a new coronavirus variant.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Coetzee.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, but the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
El Chapo's wife is being sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Emma Cornell Espero, pleading guilty to three federal counts that place her at the heart of her husband's drug cartel in Mexico. Her sentence was reduced because she played a minimal role, turned herself into authorities, and pleaded guilty. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was having a discussion with a friend of mine, and it really gave me heart. His name is Gary, and he was like, KJ, I gotta tell you, man, I have reached a point where I don't even want to be around leftists. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of Democrats. I'm sick. And he goes on to say how stupid they are, how uninformed they are. They know nothing except talking points. And he delivered probably 3 minutes of just venting to me, a guy I've known for over 20 years, very level-headed, Italian guy, and he's like, KJ, you've known me for a lot of years. I'm not racist. I'm sick of being called racist. I'm sick of everything in this country going down to race. And I just listened to him, and I said, don't sequester yourself. Don't go on lockdown from leftism. I said, take all that energy that you have, and I said, and confront them. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And he said, man, I'm afraid I'll lose my cool. And he's self-employed. And I said, who cares? I said, they lose their cool with you. I said, you know what leftists are not used to? They're not used to us fighting back. They're just used to you going, well, I mean, that's your opinion. And look, I'm telling you guys, I'm not trying to get you into confrontations, physical confrontations. Leave that to the pros. But I am telling you that when you walk away, you lose. When they say something you don't like, you got to speak out. This is how you start to lose, little by little. You think it's no big deal. You think you're being, well, look, I just wanted to be cordial. Kevin, I didn't want to get into an argument in the car, you know, waiting on coffee. Or at the airport. Yeah, well, you know what I do? I get into arguments. I don't care. I don't let them say what they want to say. They think, oh, that stupid Trump. He goes, stupid Trump? What about the stupid Biden? What about stupid Hillary? What about stupid Obama? Boom, see? Three shots. They immediately go, oh, you don't agree. No, I don't agree with you. And I think you're stupid for saying that. Now, again, I'm not telling you to go my route. I'm a pugilist, verbal and otherwise. But I am telling you to speak your opinion. And don't just let them get away with it. Hillary would have been a much better president than Donald Trump. You say, on what planet? What, Captain Delusion? Where, on the planet Stupidia? You know, what are you talking about? Hillary Clinton's a crook. She should be in prison. Oh, let me tell you, you think you're going to get pushback. You think, oh, they're going to be like, oh, yeah. No, they're not. If you say it mousy, if you go like, I disagree, Hillary Clinton, then yeah, they're going to push back. But if you go, what planet are you talking about? Hillary Clinton's a crook. She should be in prison. You should be ashamed of yourself. Think of it as a lecture, like you would say to a child. Because in case you're wondering, Democrats are child. Democrats are children, and they're childs. They're idiots. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've been at a point of frustration with leftists, folks. I've been there years ago. Years ago. I said, screw all the Trump-hating, America-hating, racially divisive, anti-real science leftist scumbags and skanks. They do not represent this country. And I will not allow them to think that they do. I don't care whether it's kids at an Indianapolis 500 party, which I got into a battle with some there. I don't care whether it's kids in an airport where I'm headed to Florida to do an event where I got into a battle with six college-age dudes who said, actually had the nerve to say Hillary Clinton would be a better president than Trump. And I could go on. I got into a battle with a lady on a golf course where she says, I'll make one political statement. Donald Trump is a pig. And I said, well, Hillary Clinton's a bigger pig, a bigger, fatter pig. And that just threw her golf game off completely. I don't let them get away with it. See, they think they have a license. Oh, this is a black guy. He's going to side with me. No, I'm not siding with you. Whether I was black or pink in a tutu, I'm not siding with you on your stupidity. I'm sick of the minority of people. I mean the minority. Go look at Biden polling if you don't believe me. The minority of people dictating what America and true Americans stand for. It is we who are the best citizens of this country, not they. Those woke, weak butt snowflakes are the reason this country is in trouble. They don't have an ounce of ingenuity. They don't have an ounce of creativity. I'm talking about things that matter. So they're mad at true Americans. You, they're mad at you and me. You want to know why they're mad at us? This is going to blow your mind. Y'all ready, people? They're mad at us because we are freaking amazing. You don't believe me? I dare you to go take inventory of the people that you know and love who think like you do. Go take inventory about them. See how much money they donate. See who they help, legitimately help, and don't even look for credit. See the companies that they run. Ask questions. Understand the library that exists in every one of those people, how they started their businesses, the influences in their lives, the people around them, what they stand for. I'm talking about at their core. And you will find the most amazing people on the frickin' planet. God, as far as looking down on a group of people and saying, I'm going to put my presence in you and make you understand it, there is no better person on this planet than you. None. Leftists are dumb. I'm just going to leave it there because I could finish it. They couldn't critically think their way out of an unlocked closet. We, on the other hand, are God-fearing, gun-toting doers of America. The people who actually work hard at developing things, products and services that people need, born of invention, born of hard work and saying, I can do something better. I want it to be better. I want to make the life of the lives of the people that follow in behind me easier. I want to make it better. And because we can critically think, we create businesses, we create jobs. And you know what these clowns do? They ridicule you for it. They plot to steal your companies from you. They want to unionize. Now, you don't treat me right. Whatever. Look, I'm not talking about the old coal plants and, you know, getting black lung and all that crap. I'm talking about just going into an office environment where it's 72 degrees and you got coffee set up, probably free bagels and a host of other things, and all they do is complain. Oh, no, I don't want to work. Somebody looked at me wrong. Oh, a bunch of crybabies. We keep the economy moving. Leftists plot against you with unions and higher taxes and all kinds of onerous legislations. Oh, the air that I breathe isn't good enough. Well, what's wrong with it? It's 99.9999% purer than any other air in the continent or in the world for that matter. It can never be good enough for them, though. They decry our efforts, folks, while they use the very products and services that we provide.
Oh, the capitalists, they're just stepping on the necks of the poor, and blah, 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 and global climate change, and we need more rights, and all this other crap.
While they're on their cell phones and their computers and all the things that we do, using our products and services. And then, you know what's so sad? They've weakened the very group of people who made this country what it is, the capitalist. Do you understand what happens if the capitalist is destroyed? The person who put that time and energy in, with, they win over that person's mindset, what comes next? That was a trick question. More capitalists. Because you know what? If you want to be a woke capitalist, I'm going to kick your little bony butt and you're going to be displaced. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, I told you guys this before. Leftists are the only animals on the planet who will put the weakest in charge. All things in nature cull the weakest from their ranks, except leftists. Look at that sorry son of a goat herder they picked in 2008, and they exalt him. They revere Barack Obama. Baby black Jesus was to save them all. Yet Obama gave Democrats their worst midterm defeat in decades in 2010. It didn't get any better. By 2012, his performance was so dismal that even his most ardent supporters were leaving the party. And then, even worse, by 2016, they voted for Donald Trump. Leftists realized the only, repeat, the only way they could defeat Trump was to cheat, and to cheat big. So in a sea of candidates, they selected a brain-damaged, politically worthless, pathological liar in office named Joey Demento, scraping the bottom of the barrel. You got plenty to celebrate, folks. You're not that stupid. Leftists are sanctimonious terrorists pretending to be Americans. That's what they are. As ignorant as the Alaskan summer day is long. I'm talking 24-hour ignorance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I feel like you people that listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you need a pep talk. And that's what I focused on last segment. I'm going to continue with that because I want you to understand how important you are, how big you are. You don't feel big because you've been taught not to think of yourself in a big ego way. You should have ego. That just means self. That means self-awareness. That means that you're not going to allow yourself to be abused. But see, you've been self-abusing for quite some time. You've been keeping your mouth shut when these leftist snowflake pansy butts have come to you and spoken their, quote, truth, which is nothing but lies. And you've kept your mouth shut because you play by Marcus of Queensberry rules. You want people to go, oh, he's so nice, he's so affable or whatever. Well, that affability has gotten you where we are today, has gotten this nation where it is today. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This segment, if you will, was born of my conversation with a buddy of mine over the weekend where he was telling me he's fed up and he wants to tune out. He says, I don't even want to be around him. I only want to be around us. And I said, it's not good to be in an echo chamber, number one. And number two, it's like teaching. It's like saying, my children don't want to learn, so I don't want to be their father. Now, you might say, Kevin, it's not my responsibility to be the parent of a leftist. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's like doing the right Christian thing. It's like seeing a person who's, you know, dumb, who's stupid, clinically stupid, and saying, I'm going to help this person read a map or learn how to use their GPS on their phone or whatever. It is your responsibility to straighten out a leftist. And you can do it one person at a time. Get this, folks. We outnumber them. Big. I don't need to go into... But do you realize Biden is polling under... He's only two states is the guy polling over 50%. Hawaii and Vermont. We'll get into it another time, but... In terms of polling, Biden never polled over 40% in the entire election, in the entire cheat process. Never did he poll over 40% across the board. And he sits in the White House? Please. And by the way, if somebody can snow you into believing that Joe Biden won in a legit election, I'm going to tell you something. They're either stupid or they're part of the diabolical plan, because there's nobody that believes it. Nobody. And I'll give you the one data point that you need to argue. If you want to convince me that this demented clown is more popular than 2008 baby black Jesus, I will then concede. If he's 11 million more votes more popular than baby black Jesus, if he's one vote more popular, if you can convince me that 2020 Joe Biden could defeat 2008 Barack Obama, I'll concede the point. You get it? I don't need data points. See, God gave me the ability to look at stuff and separate I can pull the corn out of the dog, out of the dung, out of the monkey dung. You get what I'm saying? I know how to do it. So, as I said, they cheated Biden in, and now they got a problem. Sanctimonious terrorists is what I call these leftists. And they think that we think like they do. No group needs leftists. None. Blacks don't need them. Hispanics don't need them. Women don't need them. The LGBT don't need them. None of them need them. What they've learned to do is they've learned how to use them. And let me tell you, because they're not needed, leftists have to sell their ideas. And the problem with us folks is they use our money and our processes to sell these ideas. I told you guys they use the Hegelian dialectic. If you guys remember, I talked about this. This is their strategy for everything. They create a problem for nothing. They exacerbate the non-problem, making it seem bigger than it is. And then they pretend to solve the problem that, ironically, was never a problem to begin with. And even more irony, that they never intend to solve. Now, you try that strategy on any perceived problems of these leftist crap for brains that they claim is plaguing America, and you won't get it to work. I mean, with the Hegelian dialectical work, but none of the other stuff will work. I mean, they aren't solving the problem. And when I talked about this months ago, I said, take race, for example. Just analyze race. And let me just give it to you very simply. I don't know what you do in your life. But here, I don't know whether you do for a business. I don't know where you grocery shop. I don't know where you do you like sports, whatever. But here's what I'll bet you. You interact with every nationality
at some point in your life, you don't think about it. You don't know whether you've been around an Eskimo, a Latino. You see people as you grocery shop, as you go to the movies, as you go rent a tractor, whatever you're doing. And I don't care if you're in the great white north of Alaska. You see everybody at some point, some ethnicity, some religion, some whatever, and we get along. Nobody's thinking about anything. And I'll even go further. When you cheer for your sports team, do you only cheer for the white ones? Or do you cheer for everybody? Do you think that white people like LeBron or Stephen Curry or Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods? Or is it exclusively black? Or is it just this racial thing where, you know, white people are like, "Hey, Tiger Woods, I hope he break his neck and he never wins any awards." Or do you think people watched more golf because of Tiger Woods? Do you think people watched more basketball because of Michael Jordan? Given that black folks only 13%, why are they watching that black man? See, I don't have to look to statistics and a bunch of reports and, "Oh, this converted Holly weirdo said it. Bill Maher said it." I don't care. I can look at problems and go, "I see what's going on there." So here's my point, going back to the Hegelian dialectic. Do you really believe we have a race problem in America? The overwhelming majority of you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now have answered, "No, Kevin, there is no race problem." Okay, then why do you acknowledge it? Why do you let the left pretend there's a race problem? See, if you believe there's a race problem in America, you are really the only one. Even leftists know there is no race problem. These race pimps that come on TV, the Michael Eric Dysons, the Sharptons, and everybody who come on after everything, making it race, you can't win for losing. Arbery, let me just give you a good example. Arbery case. They convict three people of murder of Arbery. And you know what the race pimps are? "Well, that's just a single step, man. I mean, okay, so what? We got justice. That don't mean it's justice for all." Really? So here's my point. They got the verdict they want. Or did they? Or did they? See, because I contend that there are a group of leftists who wanted that verdict to go the other way. Why? So they could complain about how racist this nation is. You're not going to win either way, anyway, people. Either way, they are going to try to win. Now, if I were doing media and these black race pimps or any other race pimps came out, I'd say, "See, you clowns got exactly what you wanted." And instead of saying, "You know what, the justice system prevailed, just like it did with Rittenhouse," you still want to complain. You want to know why? Because that's how you make your money. I could go make a ton of money on that side, but I won't do it. And let me tell you. I get up, I have a conversation with my operations team, and they're like, "Kevin, we don't have any money." I get it. I have a conversation with my wife going, "I sure hope our house sells," because we don't have, you know what? So what? The good Lord is providing. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this race. So you know there's not, that racism in America is a laughable subject, right? It's so laughable that I'm going to tell you, as I said before, things that are racist in America these days. Math is racist. Showing up on time. Cordiality. Black holes. Institutional racism, of course. Hard work. Do I need to go on? As I said earlier, not LGBT, not blacks, not women, not anybody needs a leftist. Anybody who thinks they needs a leftist to save them is a clown. Leftists are disingenuous skanks. They don't believe their own BS, and when they're forced to live their lies, they get the moment of clarity when they realize that almost everything they stand for is a lie. But instead of admitting it, they double down on the lie. Then they genuflect on those who've been telling them that they are effing idiots. It's not our fault, folks, that they don't know how to use their brains to actually critically think. They get sucked into this vortex of insanity where the woke are actually the ones asleep. And we warned them. If the performance of Obama didn't wake them up from that nightmare, shame on them. If the selection of Biden didn't wake them up, what more do they expect us to do for them?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.